Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andy Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dobie bunts towards first. Graham picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Graham. Dobie moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dobie scores. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 1 in the game. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kakas for the out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 1 in the game. Graham hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Severs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leaner who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sievers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0 for 2 in the game. Kakas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0 for 2 in the game. Graham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Kakas moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn bunts towards third. Sievers fields it, throws to second, with Anderson covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to third. Dobie moves to second. Al Papai now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a fly ball towards right. Kakas catches it and throws to home to double up Boone. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns too. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Graham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Satchel Paige now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Andy Anderson. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.